Coach, tough one. You knew going in this one it was going to be a very athletic bunch, and you got out to the early. They got their big lead early and just playing catch up all night, wasn't it?
They did. You know, first quarter, we kind of went undisciplined. We were kind of trying to adjust to their athleticism and kind of let things go to the wayside that we normally do. And but, you know, we're not going to see a team like that. I'm not really sure why they're here, to be honest with you. But we did some good things there in second half and second quarter that we need to build on.
Yeah, that's, third quarter, they missed a few more shots, but you got your offense going and good looks and everything. Much better third quarter.
Yeah, better late than never on adjusting in a game like this against a team like these guys. But definitely saw some good things, but moving forward, you know, we're going to see athletic teams and good teams that are going to play good D and all that stuff, and we've got to come out, be ready to go from the opening tip.
You got games next Friday and Saturday, Kearney Catholic on the road, then we go to Hastings College, play Grand Island Senior High, so a couple of good battles next Friday, Saturday.
Yep, two more games before break. Got Kearney Catholic, who always plays us tough, and one of my former players is an assistant, so they're probably going to have a good scouting report. And then Saturday, we get that opportunity to go to Hastings and play in the Heartland Hoops Winter Classic against Grand Island, and I think our kids will be eager for the next game coming up.
How's Trey and the ankle? Was it getting feeling better? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than what it was yesterday, but it'll be a day-by-day, and hopefully we can have him Friday. You know, just not having his leadership on the floor hurts a lot, and obviously he's got some good things he gives to us outside of that. So the sooner the better we can get him, but we want to make sure he's fully healed before we throw him out.